Hey, how's everybody doing on a Saturday? It's about 4:44. The number 44, you should all know. It's like royalty in baseball. Hank Aaron, you know, Willie McCovey and so many others. But anyway, the Yankee fan is back. And anyway, what we want to talk about is the Yankees are too good to be true. I mean, come on. We beat Boston last night, so we are like 8.5 games above Boston. And tonight, we have Domingo Germán going. He's 9-1, okay? His ERA is amazing. We're playing the, what's his name? Rick Porcello. He'll be pitching. And the Yankees have a wealth of problems. I mean, it's too good to be true. And when Didi Gregorius returns, I believe, next week, I mean, they're going to have to plug him right back into shortstop. And then Gleyber will have to shift over to second base. You keep that kid, Gio Urshela, at third base. And then Luke Voit will be at first. The key here is DJ LeMahieu. Because the guy is amazing. Every time he comes up, it's a big spot. He always delivers, it seems. I don't know who I really didn't even know who this guy was. And I thought I knew baseball, but he played over there in the West Coast. And sometimes when that happens, we don't see it because, come on, at the end of the day, those games start at 10 o'clock. And by the way, tonight, after the Yankees game against Boston, it is a doubleheader for baseball fans, especially if you love New York sports. Because tonight, Zach Greinke will be pitching against the Mets. You know, the Diamondbacks. And who's pitching for the Mets? The Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom. So you watch the Yankees at 7 or 8, whatnot. And then later on, you could catch the Mets also, because that's sure to be a very good baseball game if you like pitching. Because these are two of the top pitchers in baseball, Zach Greinke and Jacob DeGrom, who hopefully will be coming back into form. As you know, he's right now under 500, you know, as a pitcher. And that's most unfortunate, but I think he'll turn it around. You know, Greinke's having a good year. He's 6-2. But the real deal tonight will be Domingo Germán. He's 9-1. He's become the ace of the Yankee staff. He came in, you know, Severino got hurt. And, you know, just, you know, two Dominicans. I'm so happy because that is the case. Again, let's not bring up Robinson Cano. He's a disappointment. He's a clown. He's taking the money. And he's tarnishing the opportunity that he might have had to make it into the Hall of Fame. I mean, he is coming off a PED suspension. So, in that regard, who knows? He may not qualify like Manny and Barry and, you know, what's his name? Clemens. And even Clemens' wife. She won't be in the Hall of Fame. But, hey, that's an unnecessary dig. I'm sorry. But, anyway, getting back. The Yankees will have a problem because what will they do with LeMahieu? And I think, they'll be shifting him from first to second to not necessarily shortstop, but third base. He'll be playing some there. He'll play at second to spell the other individuals. And he also can play the outfield. You know, this guy can play all the positions, it seems, and he's good. So they got to keep that bat in the order. They got to keep him going. And the real improvement this year for the Yankees, besides all the problems we've had with injuries, is the play of Gary Sanchez. Dominican, thank you. He has been stellar. He has been hitting the ball hard. You know, what they call it, the velo is over 100. Every time he hits the ball, he's smacking it, you know, in the good place. Oh, God, just dropped something here. But anyway, he has been playing great defense. In fact, if you saw the play yesterday, he threw somebody out at second base. Another Dominican, Eduardo Nunez, who sometimes, he used to play for us with the Yankees. He started with us. And sometimes he falls asleep. You know, I remember when he played for us, Eduardo Nunez, he has a wicked swing. But he couldn't really be dependent on defense. And then the Yankees just had too much talent. And they had to let him go. Just like Melky Cabrera. You remember Alfonso Soriano? You know, all these Dominicans, man, for some reason or another. And this is the reason. Let me tell you something. For those who don't know this, many Dominicans hate the Yankees because they claim the Yankees are racist, that they treat Latin players different than they do white players. Now, if that's the case, I would say that's true about the whole, you know, kit and caboodle. So let's not go there. But anyway, tonight, it should be great baseball. Don't forget, you got basketball going. Oh, no, that's tomorrow. That's right. That will be tomorrow. Kawhi Leonard and the Dubs. Hopefully the Dubs will come back and tie the series. If not, you know, what the heck. But anyway, the Yankees, they're too good to be true. And we need to just relish the moment and enjoy. Because at some point, like everything else in baseball, they will lose 8 out of 10. And that's when everybody else will have a chance to try to come back. That may not happen. And I hope, as a Yankee fan, as you know, that it doesn't. But I'm just saying, because baseball is real tricky. Everybody goes through ups and downs. People get on hot streaks. And then the same could happen to a whole team. We'll see what happens, because they'll have to make the transition, bringing in all the players that have been injured. And they'll be coming back. So the Yankees, they are forced to be reckoned with. Who knows? We may just run away with the whole thing.